Hi, my name is Barry Tobin. I am from County Waterford in Ireland, and I am going to sing Amazing Grace for my singing audition. So I hope you enjoy it, and thank you very much.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. T'was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
That was...
What's the way she counted down? We're not laughing at you.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh my God. Went three.
That sounded so bad.
It did.
I'm
really
sorry.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's because when
we
I
weren't
count,
laughing at you.
Yeah. If we count down
Listen,
before we press record.
Clary said a three, and a two, and a one, and go.
Yeah. Yeah, I did do a little bit like that.
I guess you had to be there.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So they weren't laughing at you. I thought this was quite good. I don't think it started very well. I think that you do go a bit wobbly on your notes. Maybe that's because you didn't have music, though. So I'm going to be thinking about whether or not to give you the benefit of the doubt and put you through. But I think that I really like listening to your talking. See, even us English, even us English are a sucker for an Irish accent. So, yeah, Dylan.
I wish this was Talk Factor because he would win. This might be really insulting to you what I'm going to say, because you said in your email that your musical hero is the guy that composed Amazing Grace, but I feel like for singing Amazing Grace, I didn't feel like there was any emotion into it. I didn't feel like you were invested in the song whatsoever, and this song is such a powerful song, and I just didn't get that.
Yeah.
And Autumn?
I'm kind of in the middle about this one. Like, I feel like you have the potential... I feel like you're getting in your own way, though. I feel like you almost overthink. You just are like, what is that? You just like, can someone stop that, please?
That was Dylan.
God, I knew it was. And I feel like you just like overshoot the notes when you're like doing leaps. In the pitches, and it just, I just feel like, I'm just not sure about this one. I liked your vibrato, and then I didn't, like, sometimes it sounded forced, but sometimes it sounded nice.
Please stop talking.
You're just really mean today, Dylan.
You told us we weren't supposed to give critiques this early on. I'm just following the rules.
It's only an idea, really, a guideline, more than a rule.
Okay, carry on, Otto.
I'm done.
Dylan, what did you think?
I already said what I thought.
Oh, did you? Oh. I was eating my strawberries and cream. Sorry.
Yeah, he was like, I'm a little cocksucker. I'm named Dylan. And I'm stupid.
Oh, you're making more work for Clary.
Good.
Thanks. I thought we were sticking together.
Yeah. I was just really mad at Dylan.
Wow, he's being an idiot. Yes or no, Dylan?
Why do you have to say my name like that? Okay, this show, you will be amazing when you grow, but this is not the show to grow on because there's so many huge cuts. I'm saying no because I don't think you're gonna be competitive right now.
Autumn, yes or no?
I'm gonna say no as well. Sorry. Okay. I think you have potential, but I don't think I agree with Dylan.
Yeah, I would have said yes. But, you know.
Who cares what I think? Do you think he'd sound good with music?
Yeah, I do.
You want to give him another chance?
I say yes. I say yes before Dylan does.
Okay.
I was still going to say no. I just wanted Autumn to say yes.
Oh, well. I thought you got what you wished.
I'm really confused about what's going on here. I've just said yes. Dylan, yes or no?
No.
Autumn, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, right. I've got it sorted. Well done. You are three because you got two
yeses.
You are
welcome, Barry Tobin.
So you have taken advantage of the
Autumn.
Of the way that the judges argue with each other and play each other off. And that's just how the X Factor works. So it's perfectly fair and valid. So well done. You're through to the next round. I'm looking forward to hearing you with music. Well done.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, all the way from the far east coast of Canada, in a small rural town named Cambridge Narrows, New Brunswick, I give you the one, the only, Shane Armstrong, or, as you may better know him, Jinxers! He's walking like a dead man. If he had lived, he would have crucified us all. Now he's standing on his last step. He thought oblivion, well, it beckons us all. Children of the damned. Children of the damned. Children of the damned. Children of the damned.
And that was Jinxes, who has broken
Clary's voice.
Broken my ears. What?
Clary's voice twin.
Clary's voice twin. Voice
twin. I'm not
a
even.
A young Princess Clary.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to have this conversation. I'm sorry, Jinxes. I didn't like this at all. I really didn't. It really hurt my ears.
You just don't get metal.
Yeah, I don't get metal. Metal doesn't work without music, I'm afraid. And it was just that bit at the end that I had to turn it off before it was finished. And I'm really sorry. I don't mean to be insulting or offensive, but it just didn't sound nice at all. And I'm just going to pass it on to Autumn.
Did you say my name?
I did.
I'm sorry. It didn't sound like my name quite because of your accent. Anyway.
Sorry.
I'm trying to keep this short. I'm really sorry. I'm trying to gather.
You've already gone like 30 seconds and said nothing.
I didn't like it. Okay.
Dylan?
I get that you're a metalhead. This, I don't think, was a good song. Even a good metal song to do a cappella. This band, you could have done like Run to the Hills or something with a better melody. The ending it was crazy.
So Dylan, yes or no?
I'm saying no, I'm sorry.
Autumn, yes or no?
It was a metal song that just wasn't very metal. I'm going to say no.
Metal's crap anyway, to be fair. I'm going to say no.
Metal is not... Don't yes, bash metal.
Is. Metal just is because, crap.
Yeah. Don't say a genre is crap just because you don't like it.
Well, that's what you're going to say if you don't like it. And it's a fact. This is my show. Metal's
crap. There's lots of people that say opera is crap.
There's some metal guitarists that are amazing musicians.
Yeah, sorry, Jinxes. Well. You didn't make it through this time. But try again next time with a non-metal song, because metal's crap.
Gus from Leicester performing Highway to Hell. Living easy! Loving free! Season ticket for a one-way ride! Asking nothing, leave me be. Taking everything in my stride. Don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing I would rather do. Going down by the time. My friends are gonna be there too. Oh, I'm on a highway to hell. On the highway to hell. Highway to hell. On the highway to hell. No stop signs. Speed limit. Nobody's gonna slow me down. Like a wheel. Gonna spin it. Nobody's gonna mess me around.
And almighty God, that was Gus singing Highway to Hell. Yeah. I thought that was crazy. Crazy. That was absolutely crazy, insane. But I think that's the reason why I liked it. Dylan.
What I like is you went balls to the wall even in an acapella song. Sometimes people hold back acapella. You go for it. And this is an example of a metal song that does work acapella. I thought you did an amazing job. You had amazing energy, especially with no music behind you. I love this. I don't know quite why I loved it, but I loved it.
And Autumn.
I really liked this as well. I like the really grungy kind of rock quality to your voice. You just owned it. And like, although it got occasionally a yelly, I think that it was really good overall.
Okay, so I'm going to say yes. Dylan?
I'm going to say yes. I'm so excited to hear you again.
Autumn?
I'm going to say yes. Dylan just jizzed in his pants.
More work
That's
for Clary to edit.
Three yeses. Well done.
Hey, this is Mr. Kitty. I'm female and I'm 22 years old. And my music hero right now would be Florence and the Machines, because her voice is amazing and it's powerful. I will be singing Duffy's Mercy for you today. Hey, this is Mr. Kitty, and I'm from the great northwest of the United States. I'm singing Duffy's Mercy for you today. I love you, but I gotta stay true. My morals got me on my knees. I'm begging, please stop playing games. I don't know what this is, but you got me good, just like you knew you would. I don't know what you do, but you do it well. I'm under your spell. You got me begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me? You got me begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me? I said, release me, yeah.
Okay, that was Mr. Kitty. Autumn, what did you think?
I was a little split on this one as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have potential. I feel like it needed more power, just more energy behind it, and I feel like it was just tad nasally as well.
And Dylan?
I feel like this was in a place in your range that you weren't completely comfortable in, because it sounded like you were not fully in control of where you were. I think you are an amazing singer. I don't think this was a great song choice for you, and based on this, I don't know that you're going to be competitive on this show.
So would you say yes or no, Dylan?
I would say no.
And I would also say no. And
I was going to say
Autumn,
yes.
Autumn, you were going to say yes. Oh,
I'll say yes. I'll say yes too, Autumn.
Oh, you...
I'll back you.
Okay.
This is
okay.
How X-Factor works. Saying... It's perfectly fair.
Are you...
It's perfectly fair.
It is perfectly fair, but are you saying yes? You two both saying yes.
I just said yes, you okay.
Yeah,
back.
I feel like she can bring it.
I'd like to hear it with music.
I don't think that she's up to the standard, but you know, fair, that's why I'm saying.
I don't know. I feel like there was a difference between her and some of the other singers.
To
like
be
I
fair,
felt,
as
I felt some spunk.
I've heard her with music before, and she's done some really good stuff with music. So I'm a little biased because I've heard her before.
Okay,
well,
I haven't actually heard her before, but I hear the potential.
Okay, well that's two yeses, so you are through to the next round. Well done.
The best thing about tonight's that we're not fighting. Could it be that we have been this way before? I know you don't think that I am trying. I know you're wearing thin down to the core. But hold your breath, because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again. Don't make me change my mind, or I won't live to see another day. I swear it's true, because a girl like you is impossible to find. You're impossible to find.
Okay, and that was Snowfender. I'm a bit torn about this one. I didn't think it was amazingly good. I would just kind of put it on the same level as Mr. Kitty, who I actually said no to. And I'm
yeah, we remember, Claire.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did it you was think, like 5 Dylan? Minutes ago. What did you think?
The key with this song, the original version, is that it's so like emotional, and I felt kind of like yours was really mellow. I like that it always sounds like you're smiling when you're singing. But I was a little disappointed because I didn't feel like you brought this fully emotionally where it could have been.
And Autumn.
It's really weird for me because I know that you're a good musician. I don't think that you're like the strongest singer though. And I think you know that though. And I feel like you need that extra oomph and that extra like emotional aspect to kind of make up for that. But I didn't really like this audition very much.
Okay, so on that basis, Autumn, would you say yes or no?
I'm gonna have to say no.
And Dylan?
Oh, it's a tough one for me because I know she's good. I'm gonna say no to just based on the audition. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know, I'm gonna say no as well. I'm sorry. I just think there's a lot of people that are a bit stronger than you, I'm afraid. But maybe try again next time because.
The people that are stronger than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna.
I didn't mean to say it like that. Did I say it like that?
Emphasized it, yeah.
A little.
An evil Mary Poppins.
I didn't mean to. I don't want to be mean.
Evil Mary Poppins.
Oh,
wow. Evil Bony, robot Mary Poppins.
Evil Talon, yeah. Finger at Snowfender, like, use. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, so sorry. Do try next time.
This is Laura Taylor, or Princess Garnet on Voice Hollywood. I am 20 years old from Manchester in the UK. This is my audition for The X Factor on Voice Hollywood, and I will be singing Someone Like You by Adele.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the line. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I begged. I'll remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Yeah.
Okay, that's Princess Garnet from the good old land of Yorkshire, I believe, in England.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire. I like Yorkshire puddings. But
you would.
Yeah, I would. That's true. It's because I'm English, believe it or not. So, yeah, I thought that this was a good audition. I like this song. I think you sang it well, although I think your higher notes could do with some work. They sounded a little bit strained. But on the whole, I do think that you're a good singer and you've got a nice sounding voice. So
on the whole.
On the whole, yes. Well done. I thought this was a good audition. Dylan.
Here's my thing. Because you PM'd me a minute ago and were like, I don't think I'm getting on the show, but the show will be great. I'll follow it. If you don't believe in yourself, why should I believe in you? That's my philosophy.
Damn.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. I thought you sounded...
So you're not going to say anything about the audition?
You sang it well, but it could have been a little more emotional, but you don't believe in yourself, and you went out of your way to tell me that you don't, so I'm not going to bother believing you either.
What about you, Autumn?
I liked this audition. I liked it. But I feel like sometimes you push a little bit, like push into the notes too much, and it's like, but overall I liked it.
Okay, so Dylan, would you say yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Ooh, I'm going to say yes.
I'm also going to say yes.
Hey, so that's two yeses, and you are through to the next round. So, nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Chrissy, and I'm from California. Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow. I'll be holding you tight, and there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room, dreaming about you and me.
Okay, thank you very much, Miss Voice of an Angel. Dylan, what did you think?
I don't like when you sing in the high voice. I don't think you're a soprano. I think that you think you are. Until you stop singing in that high voice, I'm going to continue to dislike what you're singing.
I don't think that you have an unpleasant sound to your voice, but I think you just need a little bit more practice and, you know, getting in some technique and stuff. That would help you out a lot. You just need a bit more practice, I think. Autumn?
I think really what it is if you're going to sing high songs, you just need to open up. You have like a really closed sound. You just need to open up the back of your throat so that it doesn't sound, you and me. It sounds like, you and me. You know?
What I mean? Like, that was an open sound. That was beautiful, Autumn.
Autumn is used to opening up the back of her throat. She's had a lot of practice.
It's true. What can I say?
Oh my god. I'm going to move on. Dylan, yes or no?
It's a no for me, sorry.
Autumn, yes or no?
I'm going to have to say no.
I also have to say no, and I'm really sorry because I just think you need a bit more practice. I think you're not quite there yet, but you need to up your game a bit, but you'll get there. Okay, so I'm very sorry. It's going to be the end for you. That sounds really bad. Okay, we'll move on.
Hello, this is Seaglass, and I live in Melbourne, in Australia. I don't know just where I'm going, and tomorrow it's a little overwhelming, and the air is cold. And I'm not the same anymore. I've been running in your direction for too long now. I've lost my own reflection and I can't look down. If you're not there to catch me when I fall. If this is the moment, I stand here on my own. If this is the rite of passage that somehow leads me home, I might be afraid, but it's my turn to be brave. If this is the last chance before we say goodbye, at least it's the first day of the rest of my life. I can't be afraid, 'cause it's my turn to be brave.
Okay, that was Seaglass. I thought this was quite a good audition. I think you have a lot. You have really good control over your voice. you have really good control over your voice, and that made you very appealing to me. So kudos to you. What? What
a, sounded like such a creeper thing to say.
It was an appealing sound. I liked this as well. I liked this, and I thought that. I thought if there was one thing that I'd say about it is that when you go to a high note, you push into it too much. Just don't push. Just let that sound come out. It's beautiful, obviously, already, so you don't need to push it out. Anyway, I liked it.
And Dylan?
I just like your tone. I just like listening to you sing. It makes me happy.
Yeah, you don't want to know what he's doing right now, though.
No, I think you have a really pretty tone. I think you have some good technique. I like this a lot.
Okay. So would that be a yes or no, Autumn?
Yes.
Dylan?
Yes.
And it's a yes for me as well. So welcome to the Three Yes Club. You are through to the next round.
Hello, my name is Sharp Cookies, and I'm from the east side of Canada.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me at the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us, they keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless, I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you had my heart inside your hand, and you played it to the beat.
And that was Sharp Cookies singing Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Second Adele song we've had tonight. Dylan, what did you think?
I don't like this song for you, especially a cappella, because I think that the chorus is a little bit too big for you. I liked you on the verse a lot, but when the chorus came, I don't think you quite pulled it off. But I like you on the song other than that.
And Autumn, what did you think?
I really like you, Cookies. I'm a big Cookie fan, so... I really think that, I mean, I think that you know that you don't have, like, the strongest voice, you know, but I really think that, like, you make up for it with, like, having a lot of energy and you never really, like, stray away from, like, the song, you know what I mean? Like, it never, like, fades out or anything like that. It's just, like, really strong and I like it.
Yeah, I agree that you do have a lot of power to your voice. I think that you should work on your control. You need to be able to control. Kind of like how Seaglass had really, really good control. I think you're lacking a little bit, and I think you should work on that. But still, I still really enjoyed it, and I still say yes. So, Dylan, what do you say, yes or no?
Yes.
And Autumn?
Yes.
Three Yes Club, you're through to the next round. Congratulations.
Hi, my name is Raina. I live in Lubbock, Texas, and I'll be singing Sekai ni Hitotsu Dake no Hana. Hanaya no mise saki ni naranda, ironna hana o mite ita. Hito sorezore konomi wa aru kedo, dore mo minna 綺麗だね。この中で誰が一番がなんて。争うこともしないで。バケツの中誇らしげに。ちゃんと胸を張っている。それなのに僕ら人間は。どうして子も比べたがる。一人一人違うのにその中で一番になりたがる。そうさ僕らは世界に一つだけの花。一人一人違う種を持つ。その花を咲かせることだけに一生懸命になればいい。
Okay, that was Rain Wolf.
I'm not laughing at you, Rain. I'm laughing at something Clary said right before we started.
What'd she say?
She was like, 3, 2, 1, go.
I don't know, you're always being mean to me.
Did she say free?
Yeah.
Free.
It was
free.
Like, it was the like fable.
Oh.
3, 2, 1, go.
It was like fable.
Oh, shut up. My God,
okay, just no.
Autumn, your verdict?
I'm just not sure about this one. I'm really sorry, but I don't think that you should have sang a Japanese song, and I don't think that your Japanese pronunciation is very good. Like, I know Japanese people that actually speak Japanese, and you don't speak good Japanese.
I hope she is from Japan, I'm like a fool. Yeah.
I doubt that, because, no, that pronunciation wasn't correct. Anyway, I don't think that you have a very good tone to your voice. I feel like it's really, like, shaky sounding. Yeah.
Dylan.
More breath energy.
Oh,
breath energy.
Breath energy.
Dylan, what do you think?
It's hard for me with foreign songs because I can't tell if the emphasis is on the right syllable. So it's harder for me to understand. Just because of that, I wasn't a big fan of this. I couldn't really follow it.
Yeah, it was really difficult. I mean, I don't know much about Japanese pronunciation. I don't know any Japanese people. I don't even know any Japanese people that speak Japanese, you know. So I don't have the advantage that Autumn has in that area. But as far as the singing goes, it just really wasn't that great, I'm afraid. I'm really sorry. I think that it just, I don't even know how to, what to really say about it other than that I just didn't like how it sounded. It's just, yeah, I'm just going to say no, sorry. Dylan, yes or no?
No.
Autumn, yes or no?
I'm going to have to say no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're really, really sorry. But yeah, just get some practice in and sing some songs in English. So yeah, very sorry.